text for our meditation this morning is the gospel reading from Matthew chapter 4. As some of you may know, I'm interested in military history. I like reading about battles and skirmishes, both famous and not so famous. For me, it's a hobby. But for some, studying battles is more than a hobby. It's part of their profession. In military academies around the world, cadets study famous battles in order to learn the fundamentals of strategy and tactics. They try to understand what made great generals successful and what factors turned the tide of battle. So as you might expect, the battles that are studied tend to be those that hung in the balance, those that involved more or less equal forces. You just don't learn as much from studying a battle in which superior numbers and firepower overwhelmed a smaller, weaker force. There isn't much tactical insight to be gained, for example, in revisiting how Italian armored forces overran Ethiopian troops armed with spears. But the fact is, commanders would rather not fight close battles. They would much prefer to have overwhelming force against the enemy. That's why a Confederate Civil War general famously commented that his great military secret was to get there first with the most. When victory is the goal, you don't want to make it a fair fight. Well, it wasn't a fair fight between Jesus and the devil out in the desert. This wasn't just any human being versus the devil. This wasn't even a very, very good human being versus the devil. This was Jesus Christ versus the devil. Mere hunger was not enough to sway Jesus. He wouldn't be goaded by the insinuation that lurked behind the phrase, "If you are the Son of God." Jesus wasn't about to be trapped by pitting one verse of Scripture against another. There was no danger that he would worship the devil even if all the kingdoms of the world had actually been his to give. As much as we believe in and uphold the true humanity of Christ, this just wasn't a fair fight. In the end, it was a full of himself, rebellious creature, completely out of his depth against the one through whom all things were made. And that was the plan of battle for our salvation. Because when victory is the goal, you don't want to make it a fair fight. As we read Matthew's account of the temptation, we have to realize that this is about Jesus and not about us, at least not immediately. That might sound obvious, but I think the tendency when we read these verses is to leap to our own experiences of temptation and our own encounters with evil. But this isn't about us. This is about Jesus in the desert for 40 days, succeeding where Israel had failed during 40 years of wilderness wandering. This account of the temptation isn't about us. This is about Jesus, beginning the journey that would take him through Galilee and Judea, calling disciples, preaching, healing, teaching, casting out demons. This is about Jesus, beginning the journey that would take him to the garden to be betrayed by one of his own, to the judgment halls of Caiaphas and Pilate, to Calvary to be crucified. This was about Jesus, beginning the journey that would bring him through death and the grave to greet the women on Easter morning and then appear to his disciples in Galilee. But before we read about any of that in Matthew's gospel, we're told that Jesus defeated the devil and his temptations. Jesus won the battle and would go on to win the war. What is about us is the reason Jesus was out in the desert being tempted by the devil. The overwhelming force brought to bear here against the powers of darkness was for us. The victory that Christ won is ours. This temptation of Jesus reminds us that we needed someone to win the victory on our behalf. Defeating the devil and his temptations is not something we could do for ourselves. We just sang in Luther's hymn, "A Mighty Fortress," "The old evil foe now means deadly woe. Deep guile and great might are his dread arms in fight. On earth is not his equal." The devil is indeed powerful and active. Christians need to take the devil and his temptations seriously. We dare not make light of temptation in our lives, or perhaps even invite temptation. But that's not the whole story either. We also just sang the third stanza of A Mighty Fortress. Though devils all the world should fill, all eager to devour us, we tremble not, we fear no ill, they shall not overpower us. This world's prince may still scowl fierce as he will, he can harm us none, he's judged, the deed is done. One little word can fell him. Christ is that one little word. We don't stand alone against the devil and his assaults. Christ stands with us. The overwhelming force is on our side when we put our trust in that one little word. Although we must take the devil and his temptations seriously, it's also possible for Christians to take them too seriously. We do this whenever we agonize over our weaknesses and failures as if there is no forgiveness for us, and perhaps even approach despair, as if our God is not truly more powerful than the devil. God is more powerful than the devil. And out in the desert, Jesus triumphed over the devil and his temptations. He won the victory and has given it to us. God is on our side. We might lose some battles with temptation, but the war is over. It wasn't a fair fight between Jesus and the devil. So we probably shouldn't look to this gospel reading for helpful hints on fighting our own battles with temptation. This gospel is about Jesus bringing his own overwhelming force to bear in order to defeat the enemy. The good news for us is that Jesus defeated our enemy. He did what we could never have done on our own. He battled the devil for us. Jesus brings us to stand with him on his side of the battlefield with the victory in hand, now and forever. Amen.